Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Debbie, were you expecting the response to the crowdfunding campaign that you got?
No, not the overwhelming response that we've had and the number of donors. It's been just uplifting and, has given me faith in humanity, really, in regards to the criminalisation and imprisonment of Aboriginal women. Like, it's wonderful. We've had nearly 3,000 donors now and have raised over, I think, just before $131,000. So it's been about an average of $35 per person, which is just amazing, and to support the freedom of Aboriginal women. So as you said, we have changed the goalposts, if you like, that means we have a new target, and we would like to have the support of 10,000 donors, in the financial form that anyone can afford. So we've had donors over the last 2.5 days that donate $2, $5, $10, with, $100, $1,000, which has been just wonderful, and we will be able to set, hopefully, all Aboriginal mothers free from Western Australian prisons, and stopping Aboriginal mothers going into prison who have warrants now and police are knocking on doors looking for them.
And is that how the remainder of the funds are going to be used?
That's how all the funds are going to be used.
Exactly, perfect. Well, how common is it for Indigenous women in Western Australia to be jailed for unpaid fines?
Oh, it's very common. So, I'm not sure of the statistics, sorry. I'm in Queensland, but I mean, the thing is that we know that it's a huge number of Aboriginal mothers who are in prison. And the most horrific thing is that they're in prison for unpaid fines because they're, languishing poverty, most are homeless, or couch surfing with family and friends. And so they end up in prison for not only the fine that they may have received, whether it was a traffic offence or the dog wasn't registered, but then all the administration costs that keep, adding up to thousands and thousands of dollars. So we've paid in full three warrants on Tuesday, yesterday, for three Aboriginal mothers, and we're just waiting for details to come across from Western Australia to continue the payment process today with the fines registry.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're chatting with Debbie Kilroy, a Chief Executive of Sisters Inside, about fundraising campaign to assist Indigenous women in paying off outstanding fines. So Debbie, when the Western Australian government formed government in 2017, they promised to reform the system that disproportionately locks up Indigenous women for unpaid fines. In the last 2 years, have advocacy groups seen any action from the Western Australian government?
No, they haven't. We see this time and time again, and I suppose that's why the community loses faith in political parties, because they promise to change or to do things, change policy, and they get voted in because of the platforms that they promised that they're going to undertake. And it's been 2 years now and nothing's happened. So it's time to act. Western Australian government must act now, because we know and we have seen time and time again when it suits, political parties in parliament to change legislation, when it suits them, it can be changed overnight. So we're calling on the Western Australian government to step up now. They've had 2 years. They cannot wait for another 6 months. That will mean at least 250 people will be in prison for unpaid fines. And it's an absolute joke. Poverty is not a crime. And it's time that Labor understands that in Western Australia and steps up and changes the law as a matter of urgency.
Do you think the campaign has reignited public awareness of the need to update legislation to better address the issues faced by Indigenous women?
Oh, absolutely. I think, people get on with their lives, the day-to-day grind of lives, and, once again, their heads have been raised to this issue again. Particularly, it's died down after Ms. Doo's death and the coronial inquest. There was a recommendation there to change the laws, and it still hasn't happened. And people are just passionate. I'm being contacted, and, I woke up this morning to over 800 emails from donors, and it's just amazing. Like, people are so aware now, and it's time for the government to act.
Absolutely. Hopefully the government can, you know, get up and do something about this. It's such a big issue, and thank you so much for your work on what you're doing here with this.
Thank you. We must free all Aboriginal women, Aboriginal mothers in Western Australian prisons, and so we're hoping to get the support of 10,000 donors so we can achieve to get every Aboriginal mother out of prison that have unpaid fines, and to stop the Aboriginal mothers being arrested in the community and placed in watch houses or the prison as a matter of urgency.
Well, good luck with your work, Debbie. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.